Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Nothing.
This winter, make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on, even when everyone is inside and online. Experience smooth streaming, online gaming, HD TV, remote work, and more, all without buffering or interruptions. Cold weather means more time indoors, more devices connected, and bigger demands on your internet. M3 Wireless is built to handle it all. Our network is strong, reliable, and consistent, providing the speed and stability you need for everything from video calls and home office work to movies, music, and online gaming. Make the switch today. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties, delivering the service you deserve all year long. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on all winter long in eastern Michigan.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and a deer was found dead on a driving range at a golf course in Michigan. Authorities from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources reported that an animal had been shot with a rifle linked to a convicted felon. Michigan offers hunters plenty of legal opportunities to harvest a white-tailed deer, so there should be no need to harvest the animal illegally. Still, every year we have many stories of illegal poaching in the lower and upper peninsulas. In Michigan, deer poaching is considered a serious misdemeanor. Convictions carry mandatory fines ranging from $200 to $1,000 and up to 90 days in jail, and the loss of hunting privileges for 3 years. Offenders must also pay a minimum restitution of $1,000 per deer, with higher fees for antlered buck starting at $1,000 for deer, plus an additional $500 or more for each antler point. Fines and penalties increase further if the poacher is a convicted felon prohibited from owning firearms. It's well known that deer often visit golf courses in Michigan where hunting is prohibited, offering them a safe environment and abundant food. In theory, a deer in Michigan doesn't have anything to worry about when hanging around a golf course other than a stray golf ball falling out of the sky on a deer. The DNR says that the finding a dead deer on a golf course driving range in Clinton County led them to a convicted felon who was prohibited from possessing a firearm and admitted to shooting the young deer with a .22. A witness directed DNR officers towards the location where the gunshot was heard. Following a trail of footprints, a conservation officer tracked them to nearby properties. When confronted, the suspect admitted he didn't expect to actually hit the deer. The suspect faces charges for illegally possessing a firearm as a convicted felon, in addition to multiple hunting violations. In a swift legal turn in a Michigan courtroom, Scott Merritt Galbraith has owned up to probation violations. He admitted to consuming alcohol and possessing a controlled substance, Norco. sidestepping a full hearing, but the consequences are stark. Galbraith now faces up to a decade in prison. His sentencing is set for March 23, 2026 at 9 a.m. Until then, he remains on bond, monitored by a tether, as the court awaits a crucial updated report that will help seal his fate. And in Huron County, a high-stakes criminal sexual conduct case is now locked into a jury trial. Mark Wesley Roth has pleaded not guilty to three counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, with allegations dating back to 2006 through 2008 in Bad Axe. The court has set a firm trial date for August 25th, 2026 at 9 a.m. Pretrial proceedings are on a light leash, with the judge imposing strict deadlines for all motions, defense notices, and plea negotiations. After a specific cutoff date, only pleas to all counts and any habitual charges will be accepted, significantly narrowing the defendant's options. Aiding to the pressure, prosecutors indicated that they might seek to add more charges and witnesses, potentially increasing the defendant's exposure. The defense, opting for a jury trial, has not yet requested a Walker hearing, signaling a direct challenge on the merits. Roth remains free on a $50,000 cash or surety bond. This case is shaping up for a significant courtroom battle next summer. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low and compliance prices, low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.